The prophetic age of the church is upon us, and the understanding of the secret of God is what we seek. A man has been given the mandate to raise God's type on earth as it is in heaven. Join Apostle David Friday to be part of this end time army. Stay blessed.
O eternal one, we ask that you give us understanding. And no one will live here without understanding. But you speak to our hearts, speak to our nature, reveal ourselves to us. That in this year of greater reward we make exploits. In the name of Jesus. Can somebody give God a shout where you are? Give God a shout where you are. Give God a shout where you are. Give God a shout where you are. Give God a great shout where you are. With a shout and a clap where you are. A shout and a clap. 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 Hallelujah. Can sit down where you are. Hallelujah. I'm so happy I'm here this evening. I want us to be very, very attentive. At the same time, we trust God that God will help us this evening in Jesus' name. Actually, there's a burden in my heart this season for the move of God. There's a desire in my heart for the move of God. When I mean the move of God, I mean the move of God. That we stop doing the mundane thing. I will stop doing the normal thing. I will experience the move of God. I've discovered that a lot of us are sleeping, but we don't know. An average Christian is sleeping. I'm telling you. Sometimes if I check the spirits of people, I discover that in alignment to what God is doing in this season, most of us don't even know. So we're normal about the normal activity, the normal daily life, just a normal spiritual routine. An average Christian cannot tell you where God is now. An average Christian cannot tell you what God is doing now. Not really because we don't pray, but because we don't permit the Spirit to pray. Because we don't go inside us to know how we are meant to follow the one that created us. It is high time you stop just being a Christian, but you understand that which you are created for. Why are you on earth? Why are you created? It's high time you stop just being a church goer or a member of Stars of Heaven or a department, or you are in a department, or you are a son to or a daughter to David Friday. No, it does not count. What counts is that you align yourself to the move of God and you understand what God is doing in this season and you follow it. Why season is needed mostly is because season affects our life. E.g., if it's time for sowing and you are just there reaping and you didn't sow, that means famine will be your future. So it is not the normal speaking in tongues or the normal prayer we pray that can decide the future again. It is that we understand season. It is not just the normal Christian life. God has a desire for this season. Why God told us that this is a year of greater reward is because reward are not gifts. You give gifts to anybody, but reward is given on account of someone's labor. Then where do we channel our efforts to if we need reward? reward. I thought life is when you speak in tongues like everybody, then over time, then I really discovered that many tongues are not great men. Then I discovered that some tongue as activity, while others tongue on account of being led by the Spirit. And it is only those that are led by the Spirit that are the sons of God. That means you can be a tonguer, you can be a Christian, but that you are not led by the Spirit in every season of your life, you might not be counted among the sons of God. So, who is a son of God is someone who is led by a Spirit. And that Spirit is Jesus, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. So we cannot continue our normal daily fasting, our normal daily, normal careless prayer. Then we're expecting that one day we'll become part of the move of God. No, it doesn't work. We cannot continue the way we are going without going deeper into what God wants our life to be. And we'll see transformation. Transformation cannot come through a dead man. Transformation comes through a man that is alive. And being alive is not that you breathe. You can be breathing, but you are not transformed. Life to God is that is when your life starts making meaning inside God. It's when you are directed by the Spirit of God part time. That is when life is counted. That means if your life starts making meaning through your fellowship with the Holy Spirit for 2 years, that means it is accounted unto you that you have life for 2 years. And after that 2 years, if your life stops making meaning, that means if you lose alignment for 10 years, you're a dead man for 10 years, in as much as you breathe. We have a lot of dead people that don't understand that they're dead. When these challenges come to them, they discover that they have no life more in them. So it is not prayer alone that makes you alive. No, it is that you are led by the Spirit. And what did the Spirit lead you into? This is what we'll see. Because if he talks about, if you think it's just the issue of prayer, what about our fathers and mothers who pray every day, every morning and every evening? Some of them maintain a prayer watch morning and evening in our families more than you. So that means there is something beyond an activity. Is that the Spirit of Lord grant you access. I've seen a lot of prayer move guys that are outside alignment. Then I've seen a lot of people who pray, who fast, that are outside alignment. If you look at their life, it's not productive. The measure of God that is required of their life in their days is not seen. Then it becomes a thing of shock. Why will it be done like this? Then I discovered the issue is not that. The spirit of productivity is not there. Is that men have not learned to follow the ways of God. There are many ways, but there's a way of God. I want to sign this now. We go to the book of Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16. I think let's jump there.
You reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh.
Jeremiah 6:16 said, "Thou said the Lord, stand in the ways." That means stand in the ways. Stand in the ways. Otherwise, you say crossroad. Stand in the ways. There's a way called the ways. The ways is not one way. There are many ways. Stand there. But after you stand there, he said, stand in the ways and see. Don't just go. See. That means you can follow a way and you think it's the way because it's a way, but it's not a way. You have gone off way. Stand in the ways. Not just a way. Ways. Many roads are there. But don't go. See. That means be sensitive. Observe. This prayer thing I'm doing that is not moving with the move of God. Over years, there's nothing productive about my life. What means is this? See. Observe. See. This fasting I'm fasting over years that's not bringing results. What means? minute is observe. These associations that are not moving in alignment to the will of God, eh? They are good to me, but it's just that there's something about this association over the years that is not productive to me in respect to the will of God. Observe. You come to the church, you are normal for complete 2 weeks. No one, you have won no soul for God complete 2 weeks. Mr. Man, you're a dead man. Observe. Bible began speaking about the fig tree. He said the fig tree have leaves. You think there's a fruit, but when you come close, you discover there's not. That means a man can be like that, like a fig tree. But when you come close, there's nothing inside him. So if your life do not bear fruit, observe. That means there's something. He said, and ask for the old part. That means what is the old part? There is something new you are doing and that you need to be very careful. There is something new that is going about your prayer life that you need to be careful. There is something new about this. You are some of you have learned the master of revelation that you don't study your Bible because you can stand up anywhere and they give any scripture and you browse through it and you think that God is upon those scriptures. That is why you have preached those scriptures to your friends and they are not converting, they are not changing. Why? Because the spirit of the scripture is not upon the scripture. All you are left is mental knowledge. So a man can journey for 6 good years. Preaching, but outside the spirit. Because why? He has grown himself to dabble into scriptures upon scriptures, and to him you think that those increase in scripture is increasing God, but he doesn't know you have lost God for the past 6 years. So he says, see. How come your life is the way it is now? For the past, from January 1st till now, you cannot account for how much experience you have made in God. Mr. Man, see. You're on the ways, but you have not seen and you have not asked. Observe, then ask. That means if I'm meant to ask, there's somebody in that road. You don't ask nobody. That means the Spirit of the Lord is standing there, but he's waiting for you to observe, then ask. The time came that even the angels asked, they said, who is man that are mindful of? It is not bad to ask. Bible says, ask and it shall be given. What is this evangelist in me that does not bring soul to God? What is this bra-ba-ba-ba in me that cannot change a band for a month? I don't have one convert. See, observe. What is this fire claim I carry? John Wesley said, if I set myself on fire, people come to watch me burn. What is this fire that people don't want to burn? Observe. How will a guy call me 100 level and he start praying and people start joining him to pray? And you are here now, you are praying, you even have 2 or 3 friends and no one joins that prayer. Observe. It's possible you don't have a lampstand. All you are left is just speaking in tongues. There's no light. That is why we have many Christians who are masturbators inside church. We have many Christians who are fornicators inside church. We have many Christians who are abusers of spiritual laws inside church. We have many critics inside church. We have betrayers inside church. We have many sick people inside church. Because there's no healing. The Bible says, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician? Where are the physicians and where are the balm? The balms are sick and the physicians are sick. So you think it's by preaching. So you preach to a friend, and after you preach to a friend, he falls down under power. He stands up. Tomorrow, what do you observe about his life? You discover that after 6 years, that friend is a smoker. And you wonder, but he fell in that last week. The falling is not the change. It's that he fell, but there's no life. What you were doing that day has no power to command life. Over time, I discovered that the people that gave their life to God in water course, most of them are not even Christians. And I discovered that emotion can bring a man to the front. But until he is given access to life, he can never live the life of God. Over time, I've seen people who come closer to me, want to learn. And over time, I discovered that they were not they were not following the order of learning. Then I discovered that submission is a spirit. It's not just a will. So see, act. So a man comes to church after 6 good years because of his fellowship to a pastor. He's created a pastor and he's sent to a branch, and throughout all his days he lives in that branch thinking he's fulfilling gospel codes. But in the design of God is that he passed through nursing, and everyone that comes to the hospital is he encountered the will of God. But because he has never asked us that he lay hand on someone and someone fall, he thinks that is a credential to be a pastor. But you never know that even businessmen who are filled with the Spirit of God can impact another. Where are you lost? Why are you fruitless? If you are found, why are you not fruitful? Every time Jesus comes to the fig tree, you see a prayer man. But in the midst of the prayer man, nobody for soul. His prayers are useless. He cannot convert one soul. For complete 12 months, he has no account of 2 souls that are won for God. It's a useless victory. The move of God cannot be trusted upon those kind of heart, because his prayers are not. Who told you prayers are meant to be small? The men who prayed the prayers made it small. You see, a guy carries Bible and he tells you the word is the word. Instead of him to accept that he has no prayer power and go and settle down that the Holy Ghost helps him to pray, he will deny the power of prayer. And he tells you, just preach the word. It's just the word. Just say it. Now the churches are saying it. A man who is masturbating has been saying that he's delivered his love for 6 days. He's still masturbating. Because you don't understand that there's a power in the world that can come only through prayer. And the lifestyle of Jesus was a life of prayer. He said that men ought to pray always. That is no season of prayer. That means even as you are sitting now, prayer should be your lifestyle. It will shock you that many pastors, the only time they read the Bible is when there's a message. Because they have not learned to learn the ways of God anymore. All they want is get the scripture 1 or 2 to support the treasure that has existed before, but they don't know that what they are operating is the old wine. These matters are kingdom matters. I can tell you the days I operated with old wines. I can tell you the days that what I preached was mental knowledge, and I can tell you the days that the Spirit of God moved. I can tell you that it's not falling down, that it's transformation. Because many fell and still rose up, and they were more terrible sinners. And I discovered that it's a thing of a lifestyle. How will you sit down under a man complete 2 weeks and there's no working for one soul for Christ? Mr. Man, how will you? Have you not seen people who have too many revelations in their mouth, but only that they don't have too many souls in their hands? Normal Christian cannot pray for himself to be healed. Why? Because the Christian himself does not understand the pathways of healing. Everything he knows is just word that comes from mental understanding. He has no depth on what is the spirit of healing. For all his days, he lives in agony, trying to believe what he doesn't understand. most of us are sitting down now. We don't even understand purpose. Do you know what is purpose? Most of us, we took our purpose from a role model. Because David Fadi is a preacher. And you love the way he preach. You thought you were a preacher also. You thought what you love is who you are. So there are many prayer men who are praying to become apostles tomorrow. But they are never treated to that ministry. They are meant to pray into finances. And make sure they rise as financial giants. Men that will have companies and business organizations that life will come upon the church. Someone in the destiny of his life, the hardcore message about his life is that he becomes a faithful husband and a husband who is matured enough and responsible for his family. And you'll be a role model for all families in the body of Christ. That for them to look and say, this one can succeed in his family, I can succeed in my family. But the problem is he has been deceived by the falling down of many people in the church. So all he's looking for now is how many people can fall. So he read himself to the radar of how many people fail. Not knowing that he was never even called to hold and control his life. That what will give him voice is how much he's responsible to train his family, his wife, his children, the ways of the Lord. What has your life come to? Some of us, God started with us early. But we are too comfortable with the normal life. But we meet the pathways of God. That's why I sang that song. Some of us are running right round the side with the spirit for about 3 good years now. If you check for about 3 good years, there's nothing meaningful about your life. You're just repeating the cycle. Some of you are sitting down, suffering of one addiction or other. You're a terrible liar. Before the foundations of the earth were made, you are made as a Puritan. But your lie is terrible. You are addicted to lie. How can God trust your mouth for peace when you are addicted to lie? Some of you are distracted by the mundanities of life, distracted by the common things, normal things, that you are forgetting your real nature. So God is saying, stand in the ways. He says, see. Then ask. There's a spirit that wants to guide you from this level now. Some of us, the only time we know that the move of God is upon this season is when we hear it from preachers who are lying. Why is meant to be a confirmation to us, but we are hearing it afresh. And some of us don't even know what is the move of God. If they tell us what is the next phase of the church, what is God trying to do in this season? Some of us cannot fully interpret, because all, even the times we go to pray, we go to pray for mundane things. We go to pray for things that are too useless. That's what the Bible says. It says, seek ye first the kingdom, then every other thing will be added to you. What are you seeking, God?
In the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 17. Here.
I read. And this is Jesus himself. A time came that even Jesus himself had to navigate in the pathways of the Spirit to understand who he was. See, if you don't know who you are, everything you are doing is error. You are not meant to do every other thing. You are meant to do something. That thing you are created to do. And the Bible in the book of chapter Luke, verse 4, verse 17, chapter 4, verse 17, it said, and there was delivered unto me the book of the prophet Isaiah. At least a time came, Isaiah in his walk with God sat down and his eyes was open and he began seeing a destiny that was not his. The destiny was Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Isaiah navigated into thousands of years, hundreds of years, many years in his prophecies. And part of those navigations was the prophecy of Jesus. Behold, Isaiah saw things that were not meant to be found in his days. And those things are the prophecies of Jesus. And here comes Jesus in the book of Luke chapter 4 verse 17. He said what? And it was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. Two things I want us to see from this place. I want to ask you, in your walk with God, what will be delivered to the next generation? The way you are doing evangelism like this, what will be delivered to the next generation? The way your prayer power is fruitless, what will be delivered to the next generation? The way your followership is not committed, what will be delivered to the next generation? What dimension of God is found in your life that will be delivered to the next generation? Where you are still on earth and your dimensions are faded. Some people are still on earth, but they are dead. You passed through 4 years in KSU and nothing was written about your life. What will be delivered to the next generation about men who pass through academics and will be on fire? You pass through secondary school for 6 good years and you cannot raise a troop of 50s, a troop of 30s, a troop of 20s, a troop of 10, a troop of 1, a troop. You cannot raise Abishai. You cannot raise men that understand the ways of Javelin. You cannot understand. You cannot raise warriors, soldiers for Christ. To be said concerning your life. Yeah. We have too many talkers, but few Isaiahs. Men that understand the counsels of God. In your area, how many people will be delivered to Christ? The hand of that which God has found you available to walk on. Prophet Isaiah. Men that will see to the age to come that the spiritual deposit upon my life will not just have access and influence upon my generation, but even the age to come. What can we look about your life and look for God? How come you are dry? You are the only one that knows you are wet. What kind of wet is that? Do a river need to identify himself? How come you are saying you are a river and we are not seeing it? So you are an intercessor and our city is dark. We are struggling with wrong cloud. Don't discover that this season, many people are there in this season and are suffering of wrong thoughts because there's a virus spray of demonic thoughts upon the mind of many people. Many people are masturbating. Many people are fornicating. Many people are suffering of one addiction to another. And you say you are an intercessor. What has your prayer done to our city? Say you are an evangelist and complete 1 year, you cannot deliver 2 souls to Christ. What is this destiny you have? So you are meant to be a financial apostle who set people free financially, and for complete 2 years, you have done no business, nothing. And there's nothing, you know nothing about finances. Are you a joker? Why tell us you're a river? When we are seeing a dry ground. A common Christian can do malpractice in exam hall without the fear of God. And Christians are in that exam hall and they are calling them pastor, apostle. What is wrong with them? What? Who named you? And you are happy. And they call you Papa. your department. I'm a practice agent. Principals who are elders in church, or that WAEC center is one of the greatest corrupt centers. What is happening? Some of you, when you tell us the family you came from, will be shocked because your life does not look like a family. A godly family, or your life projects into iniquity. What is this? What means this? Does it mean you are taught by the wrong father? Or does it mean there's a spirit that teaches you a different thing? Even the prodigal son went back to his father. So what is this your own? Is our eyes open?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for evangelists in this season. I'm telling you, I'm waiting for men that are darkest for winners. The day the Abonki died, and that season, I was in my room when he came into my room. And he began sharing the bodies. And he began letting me. I was into trance, and I was seeing the end time. See, the end time is as now compared to what we think. By the last days, I'm not talking about to the last days, already in the last days. The only thing we can do is to paste his picture, obituary. Rest in peace, great man of God. What will be said concerning your life? If you check in the intent of your life, your prayer is because you want to make a difference. You want wonder to hold them up so that people hear your messages. Your motives are too poor for the move of God. You don't have a body for soul. Your prayer power is so that you can deliver your family. Everything about your prayer is your life, not the kingdom. Cultists are killing themselves every day. You are happy because your brothers are not cultists. You are a heartless being. You have no love in you. A mother is losing her child, the only son she has, because of your lapses. Because in the days that child was close to you, there's nothing you do. Some of us who are here, our secondary school mates are already cultists, because in our days in secondary school, we were useless to the will of God. Every time God comes to raise us, we're not found. Every time he comes with a body, we toss the body away. So many pastors are dead today. Many apostles are found in the grave today because of our lack of alignment.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You want to see dead men? Come to the church. The church has number of dead men more than even the club. We cover the number of Christianity, but we are dead. A normal man in the church is fruitless. Meet a guy in the club, he can even profess a level of love, a human level of love, by giving to you. Even in the church, it's more stingy. A normal guy in the club cannot gossip about you quickly, but in the church, they are looking for your faults. What I'm trying to tell you is that the church is a risky place to stay now. Because we have a group of dead men. Do you now realize why a boy, a bad boy, will give his life to God within the interval of 2 years? The kind of grace you carry, you are in church for 17 years, it's not on you. Why? It's because we're a dead man. For 17 good years, we have no excuse. The only time you are found in activity. You are not usable. So God is on the street looking for a lesbian to make an evangelist. Because your life and your voice, you are so normal, mundane things. You are so routine that you never permit God upon your life. How will a slave to the devil become a king to the devil? Come out of death. Said, there was delivered unto me the book of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah was a man that followed God to a point that his records were a book. It was all from today we started reading inspirational book. The inspirational book of Jesus was the book of the prophet of Isaiah. Like someone reading Ketukuma's book, and suddenly he saw himself in the book. In the build-up and in the journey of Isaiah, he has the curriculum that Jesus can learn from. Your God learning from the book of Isaiah. Men that journey in God to a point that their records were not the record of normal human beings. I began saying this, that every time the angels say, who is man that thou art mindful of? He's not talking about normal men. We were talking about men that their build-up, their nature, their records were beyond the record of normal man. Men that journey in God to a point that the things and the influences, the limitations of men were not found in their life. Men like Moses that refused to enjoy the pleasure of the palace and they journeyed into the wilderness for 40 good years. Some of you are enjoying the pleasure of departmental head, but you're a dead man. Enjoy the pleasure of, I'm the son of Apostle, they find that you're a dead son. The last time we hear your fruit is last 10 years. The decay being. A man called John the Baptist understood this, that he knew that the deliverance was not the synagogue. He ran to the wilderness. Every time God wants to make men, do you wonder why he brings men from the wilderness? In the days of David, when the Spirit of the Lord came through Samuel, the first time we saw that the promises of Samuel was shaking was when he came to the house of Jesse. Suddenly, he took the oil to anoint the first one because they have rejected him. They have rejected people in church. Some rejected vision. Some rejected people. A rejected prayer warrior. A rejected evangelist. A rejected worker. A rejected follower. The Bible says, my sheep know me and they hear my voice. Since God has been crying to your heart, how many of God's voice have you heard? It will shock you that you are living here thinking on how you can go and embrace another lady. Shock you that after you leave here, you spend more time in WhatsApp chat till 2 o'clock than looking for God. It will shock you that you are distracted about how many likes that put you on Facebook, more than how much like that God likes you. It will shock you that you are more interested in preaching remember to your friends than praying for your city. Men like Moses left the palace, and leaving the palace, it was accounted unto them as righteousness. And it is from that point that God will have access through the burning bush to encounter them. Men like John the Baptist left the synagogue. They knew that God was not found in the synagogue. Among all the hundreds of people running to thousands, that were coming to the synagogue in week and in out. Every week, they were dead men. What I'm saying is, we can fly to this place and jump back to the back. Can flow to all churches, but can I agree to you? It is possible that if God looked at the gaze of Adiba, he can only see through life. There were days that God looked through Africa, he was no evangelist, and the man he rose was the Abongi. There are many dead men. John the Baptist knew that there were dead men in the synagogue, so he separated himself. The book of Proverbs began speaking about the congregation of the dead. When I read that place, my eye opened that you can be among the members of dead men. Say congregation of the dead. If the breath of a man lives, even his eye is dead, his brain is dead, his leg is dead, his hand is dead, his heart stop beating. Where is your breath? You can be among the congregation of the dead. So you have firebrand prayer warriors. We have been praying for 3 years. You didn't know that along 2 years and half, they died. And every time God calls you into the wilderness, you are seeing the conversion of the dead. Some of you, your characters and lifestyle has died. Your body for God has died. You cannot even fast like before again because the appetite of food has grown. It's not just that I said the man should not live by bread alone. Let's say that the existence of man is not what we eat. What your spirit eat per day. This year is a clarion call. This year is a year we journey to spirit. We will get our reward through our altar, through the prayer sections of God that will take the bodies of God that will take upon our hearts. That we desire that the Spirit of the Lord touch us. How come light is not your light again? How come there's a black veil upon your light? Because when men slept, the devil so nice. How come the body you cook for soul left? How come you don't have time to pray complete 2-3-4 hours again? How busy is your life? From morning to evening, you are busy everywhere. I cannot make 1,000 for a day. Are you not seeing that you are causing yourself evil? Who is deceiving who? How come your wisdom has not given you finance? Every time the books of Isaiah were open, every time the books of God are open through the life of preachers, every time the books of God are open through the life of prophecy, every time the books of God are open through media that can see and gaze and understand what God wants to do, we shy away from those realities. Every time God calls into your spirit, you shy away from those realities. Because all you are looking for is how you can establish greatness yourself. But you don't know that greatness is not about you. Greatness is about kingdom. In the days of Solomon, it was accounted to him as wisdom. He was a wise man. Why? Because in his days, Israel prospered. It was in his day that the temple of the Lord was built. Only a wise man can build a temple of the Lord. From Genesis to the days of Solomon, no man has ever given the kind of gift that Solomon gave to. Every man that comes to God, even the priest, in the days of Leviticus, the days where the books of Leviticus were written, it was written about priesthood, about how men gave sacrifice, offerings for sin and offering for whatever. But in the days of Solomon, we discovered that the sacrifice was not just an offering for sin, it was a sacrifice that expected from love. And he gave thousands of offerings to God. Suddenly, from heaven, it became a wonder. In the records of humanity, no man has given the number of quantity, number level of sacrifice that he gave. Then God himself came from heaven and said, I've stayed with Abraham, I've stayed with Isaac, I've stayed with Jacob, I've stayed with men. Though there are men that have sold themselves to me, but there's a level of sacrifice he gave to me today that baffles me. Who taught you this? Suddenly, the secret of the heart of Solomon was open. God discovered that this guy is a guy who reverenced God. And he said, now tell me what you want me to do to you. I open a blank chip. We thought you would talk about how his enemies will be killed. We thought you would talk about how critics, those that criticize him, will die. We thought you would talk about how his family will be richer than everybody in the city. But what he asked was what was not his own need. It was the need of the kingdom. That you give me wisdom, that I'll be a profitable leader to your people. And God wondered again. For the second time, God wondered that the heart of a man can go beyond himself. The reason why you cannot be fruitful to the kingdom is because every time God changes your heart, all you need is the glory for yourself. That is why you shape how much you grow and how much you see in the spirit better than how many souls are coming to God. Because you want to be a sharpest prophet to prove to every generation, including the prophet that you have grown in the spirit. God is saying, no, this guy is a foolish being. Men that rise are men that look into the kingdom. Were you there when God gave you eyes? Did God ask you when he gave you ears? Were you there when God put breath upon your life? Who told you he cannot make you grow spiritually? But the problem is, what he's looking for is not what you are looking for. Every time God raised a man, he raised a man to be a responsible man. Until there's a responsibility, there cannot be a reason. In the days of John the Baptist, no man cried to heaven. For 400 good years, the heaven was waiting for a man to cry, nobody. Suddenly, the prophecies of Isaiah, a man that sees to the future, he began bringing the curriculum of John the Baptist from the days of the old, and he described that in the days to come, like in the days of Samuel, where there was scarcity of the voice of God, that there's going to be another scarcity in the New Testament. But in this scarcity, I see
see a voice crying in the wilderness, the desert.
Suddenly we discover that John the Baptist entered into that office. When the voice of the Lord was cast, he left the synagogue and he was crying in the wilderness. When last have you cried on your knees? The last time you cry because of your selfish reasons. It will shock you that many of our tears were fake tears. When your tears is put in the radar of God, you discover that many of the tears you cried were fake. I'm telling you because I've worked with God. I know those tears that I cried, but my cry was not to repentance. It was a cry for pardonment of sin. I cried so that God can pardon my sin, but not just for me to repent. Because those things I cried for was those things I went back to. Then I discovered that most tears are fake.
I see
a rising of a new church, the church of life. Men that know their God, the God that knows those men. When God met Moses, he said, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Can God make you a reference point to the Friday? That in my work with God will be the reality, the encounter that God will produce to me. It's not the fault of God is coming to our church and are not repenting. It's the problem is, it's not that they don't want to change. God brought them to the church, but the church is dead. No life to convict the heart of a man. Not the fault of drunkards that they are coming to church and are not repenting. No life to convict the drunkard. How come a drunkard would play a gospel song in his car and is going to the theater? That gospel song has no life. In the days of patriarchs, the days of fathers of God's generals, they are voices by the echoes of heaven. They echo those things that God speak, that the interpreters of heaven. When you hear that voice, you hear the voice of God. How come you bring to 3 people, 4 people, and they didn't give their life? But the only thing you collected was their phone number, you fake preacher. How many phone numbers did they have already collected? The problem is you are preaching what you are not. So something in their spirit resists what you are. If you are too light, light will reveal himself. Reveal yourself. How will a lost man preach about salvation? But you are saved, don't preach about salvation. Why will you tell me about what you are not? What is your desire in the spirit? How will Jesus, a God from heaven, who does not need a man to be given birth, still read the book of Isaiah? In his navigation, in his roots, in his travel, from the day he was born in the manger, he could not escape the book of Isaiah. How will John the Baptist, someone who has never seen Isaiah face to face, for hundreds of years later, has no option to fulfill the prophecies of Isaiah? Who is this Isaiah? Where are the Isaiahs of our days? Our Isaiahs are dead men trying to prove a point on social media. And dead men trying to prove a point to their friends. There are dead men in the church who are sitting down. They are trying to watch who is the next person, who is the next newcomer. Our Isaiahs are men who have dropped the place of the altar. Our Isaiahs are men who are interested in their good look. How can we? I'm not looking for human qualification. The doctrine is of man, not the doctrine of God. The doctrine of the little.
call this evening? Who are you? What are you living for?
Our Deborahs are lesbians. They are prostitutes in the hotel. Every time they come to the church, there's no life. So there's nothing to convict their hearts. So a man can come to the church and sit down and he's waiting at 6 o'clock, 7 pass, so he can go and meet the boyfriend in school. But the girls are in the department, in the church. They'll book a time with their boyfriend, come and meet them tomorrow around 2 o'clock to fornicate when they're in church. The issue is not them, the issue is that there's no life. Congregation of the dead. No man attend the meetings of covenant of witchcraft and remain the same. But how come we can't go out of God and accuse of things? And people come to church and remain the same. That's why that it's not the location that sanctified that the spirit is available. The presence of the spirit. If the Holy Ghost is in our churches, then there must be that solution. Bible began speaking in the book of Acts. How Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. And you read the Bible. Dealing what? See, preaching and what? And what? And setting what? The oppressed. He began speaking a lot of this. In the book of Luke, this Luke chapter 4, he began speaking. Even in this book of Luke chapter 4. And in the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 17, he began speaking. He said, how many books of Isaiah was raveled and reduced to Jesus? And on account of that revelation, he said, when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written. Suddenly, for the first time, Jesus will see a perfect man for his life. Does it mean that was the first book that Jesus Christ read in his life? No. But in this book of Isaiah, he found a place that accurately his life and destiny was written. I want to ask you, how accurate enough are you for the next generation to look for your spiritual resources? The only time they will look for a spiritual resource is a record of a man who rises and falls, a record of a lady who rises and falls. Say it was written concerning you. You found a place. Have you found that place in the spirit that is written concerning you? What is written concerning you in this season? In 2020, what is your life meant to be? What is your life meant to be in 2019? Some of us were living 2008 in the spirit. Some of us were living 2001 in the spirit. Some of us were never living in the spirit. The moment we go to heaven, they call our name from the spirit. God does not know our name in heaven because we are not living. What prophets that are not living? As evangelists that are not living, Africa has a lot of destinies that are dead. Why will God raise their donkey from another continent to come and deliver our continent? That's why that our continent will answer. Look at the distance of bringing a man from another continent to Africa. That is throughout as God parade through Africa, no evangelist was available. All of them were dead men. Dead people. God has to leave the continent of Africa. That means the heart of Africa, the heartbeat of Africa was present in the heart of God. And this God could not, was restless thinking about how he could salvage Africa, how Africa would be saved. But looking through all the Africans, every black man that God meets, no man was ready. God had to travel to other continents and raise a savior to come and save our continent. That is how it is also today.
Yeah.
want to get to Africa. And in his walk with God, he discovered he had access to powers that are powers that are beyond human's understanding. No man could criticize the miracles of God's life. Even the other religions knew that he has God. Hear me, if your proof is not proof enough, then you don't have a proof. When you come to any city, he's a man of many possibilities. We discover that the whole of the city will accept. What is this thing about accepting donkey? Every denomination will submit to this evangelistic move. Do you see why the Bible says in the days of his power the people shall be willing? The reason why there's too many restrictions is you don't have the power. We brag about our intercessors, but in the notable pathway of intercessors, we saw a man called Mr. Olola, and in his work with God, we discovered that the energy that was upon him was not the energy of man, it was the energy of an angel. That his prayer life could command 3 days stretch. No man, under the influence of manpower, can pray for 3 days. No stop. So why is this your prayer life all about you and your strength? Don't you discover that the Spirit is not helping you? Because God does not know you as an intercessor. That's what I'm saying. What is this activity under the Spirit of God? Festival, and in his days of work with God, in his navigations with God, we discover that even after his death, that the camp was still alive. What is the concept of life? We discover that he doesn't hold meetings every Friday like the way we do, but at every season and time interval, in the interval of a week plus, you must see people who cry out on that mountain. You see people as I'm talking to you now who are on the altars lying down. And when they have met a lot of blessings and lived there with a lot of blessings. Nobody called them to come and pray there, but there's an atmosphere that draws every waiter. Don't you see that it's where the Spirit is that men are drawn to? That's why Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw men to me. You are texting people and calling people to come for me, and they're not coming. You're a dead man. And people are texted to climb to Babalola's mountain. So what I'm telling you is a thing of me and you, that there's an awakening that we need to awake. We cannot continue to do what we are doing and expect a change. Who is breaking the rank here? The Bible says, that's one just for another. He said, everyone shall walk on his path. Where's your path? Have you found your path? You are just sitting down. Where's your path? It starts on level. The one who expected should be with my mother. She called me for another man in your days. Mordecai was a man at the gate. He never contended to be a king. But the things that the books of remembrance were open, the king discovered that Mordecai was a faithful man, a man of integrity, a man that is meant to be rewarded. In this hour, year of greater reward, what reward will be given to you? Esther was like some of you. You are destined to save the whole of the Jews, but you are in the palace now, you are joking now. Joking with your life. In your destiny, through your power of intercession, you are meant to ransack the whole of God, but you are a sleeper. You are dead now. I raise a crown for the Kaya to you. Who knows in such time as this that you are created for? And don't you know that God can still raise another man to do your work? breaking of bread. Bible began speaking about the road to Emmaus. He said, and Jesus was with them in the road to Emmaus, but they know not. How come a man will be with you, you don't know? Is it not the same Jesus that have stayed with you? So how come they know not? Even in the night, me and you are walking. Are you not sensing them not to know this king? So how come they know not? They entered into the room, they know not. But when he broke the bed, their eyes were open. Suddenly they saw the Son of the Living God. So we have a lot of people are coming to church, but they don't know how to come out for masturbation. Because there's no breaking of bread. We have a lot of people are coming to church, they don't know how to come out from gossiping. Because there's no breaking of bread. We have people who are critics, they don't know how to come out because there's no breaking of bread. We have people who are coming to church, they don't know, they are suffering from sickness, they don't know how to come to healing because there's no breaking of bread. We have people who are coming to church, they are looking for one miracle or the other, they don't know how to obtain this miracle because there's no breaking of bread. We have people who come to church who are calling fornicators because they don't know the breaking of bread. We have people who are coming to church who are strong chronic lesbians, they don't know how to break, they don't know the pathways to breaking bread. Where are the men who break bread? What is about your life that can be an eye opening to another man? Every time we come, we open too many scriptures and we preach upon preach. I've stayed under dead congregation before. For a lot of time and a lot of season, I discovered that what was preached on the altar was life. All was mental knowledge. A man has learned skill on reading the Bible for a long time, and he thinks that he relates Bible and relates Bible is life. Life is not just playing it. Life is the energy that follows what you say. If you live here, your life remains the same. As good as what I'm saying is, there's no life. Christians are suffering one another in the Bible. In the book of Isaiah, began talking about a city called the Valley of Zebulun, a city that is crowned with death. Darkness was filled with their days. They were a renowned city that walked perpetually in darkness, thick darkness. That means there are cities that can be crowned with death. Of recent, God began talking to me about our city, and he was explaining, if you look at darkness, darkness was expanding. He said, look at it. Darkness taking over. Why are the priests closing? Why are the pastors closing? Why are the watchmen? Why are the gatekeepers? And he said, raise men, who will pray for me good days. Use those men who consistently, no one will pray one of the days. There is them. We cry for your food. And we are up and down every day reading the services of the services, sharing Bible from Bible, telling you where by the word of God. Just believe the word of God. Just believe the word of God. You want a hallelujah. And you know what? We have itching ears. We are looking for who will tell us the remedy to sin, not who will stop us from sinning. Everyone that wants to rise as light, here comes darkness with wrong information and critics. You wonder why? You wonder why some people are fought, why other people are not fought? Because the devil knows those ones he fight, and those ones are the light bearers. The moment the devil knows you have the bread for the season, he raises rumors, he raises false news, he raises critics on your head. It's like the whole city wants to crumble on your head because they know you are the priest of the city. The days of Eli, nobody troubled Eli because Eli was a fake priest, he was a dead man already. Nobody went against Eli. The devil was not even troubling Eli. After all, Eli was dead. Eli was not even notable. Darkness was advancing. One of the ways you know that a city is caged by darkness, when the voice of the Lord is cast. So you go to churches on Sunday, but there's no voice of God. We lie and lie to people, and we have lost it for decades.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
of survival in this season is that you rise as an intercessor. May you be awakened for your prayer. May you learn to pray. Bible says, blessed are the servants of the Lord that stand in the night. So you wake up in the morning, discover that wrong thought is coming to your head. Immoral thought is coming. Yesterday, God opened my eye. I saw a queen sitting down on a chair. And I looked into her face. She was wearing something like ash. And inside her was dark. Her garment was like ash, not pure white. And inside her, as I looked from her face to her body down, was black. But the figure of a woman. And I saw that in her womb, 12 children, 12 seeds, and those seeds are immorals. I discovered that 12 daughters came out of her, and they are all immorals. And Bible said, and God began speaking to me, saying, this one, that was when I was talking to you. You remember when we were talking? I left, and I told you to wait for me. I have traveled far in the spirit. I was lying down, I was unconscious in the spirit, and through that trance, I got there with 12 seeds that came out of her. And these 12 seeds are immoral seeds. Daughters from the root of darkness, sent to the churches to corrupt and cause immorality, to spoil the names of people and defy others. A kingdom is rising against the kingdom of God. Some of you that you are looking at me, you are under this chain. Chain of wrong thought. And the numbers of masturbators in church, you shout. You count the numbers of people that are struggling with all the things of that, you grow. Because you don't understand the purpose of this. You don't know the pathways of kingdomic prayer. Where are the gatekeepers? Where are the watchers? It's like in the days of Cain. Hear me? The destiny of Cain was a destiny that he was meant to be a keeper. A watcher. How do I know? When God met him, I was talking about that there were two destinies that came out from Adam, the destiny of Abel and the destiny of Cain. We discovered that in the days of Abel, even after he died, his voice rose to God. That means, among many things in the life of Abel, there's a power that is upon his tongue to cry out. That even after he died, he could cry to God. That means Abel was a man who had the sound of God. Then we discovered that something was about the life of Cain. When God asked him, where's your brother? He said, I'm my brother's keeper. Who told him that you can keep a thief? That means Abel was a keeper. He was meant to be a watchman, a gatekeeper. In his nature, he has the ability to keep a thief. That means I'm my brother's keeper, I'm my brother's watch guide. Abel was a watcher. How do I know? A gatekeeper, if you come to a city in the old days, he's the first man you meet. If you are against the city, he's the first person to strike you. In his life as judgment, the judgmental grace and auction that was upon Abel, upon Cain, sorry, he used it in a negative way against his brother. You see, a gatekeeper must be a man who is heartless to corruption. That means he does not see anything corrupt without smoothing. How do I know? I know a man in the spirit in the days of Moses. When men sinned and when I took spoil, he what? He took a sword and what? And smote his fellow. And it was accounted unto him as righteousness. That is a watcher, a keeper. A keeper has no mercy. So that nature was upon Cain. But because of his lack of followership to God, he defied the nature. He used the nature of a keeper to go against his brother. When God asks him, where is your brother? I'm my brother's keeper. In other words, I know in me there's a responsibility of a keeper. But am I my brother's keeper? Is my brother in conformity to my level of administration? So I have called this that we are meant to be watchers and keepers of cities. Men that are heartless to corruption, that they can bruise corruption. But you wonder how a cultist can keep 10 people in a day. No. There's a change of a nature. Those are men that need to go to northern and different cities and stand And when you are talking about the gospel, why everybody run, they will stand and say, if I die, I die. Like Paul, for me to live is Christ, for me to die. Paul was a keeper. How do I know? Look at his character traits. When his nature was used in a negative way, he was killing Christians. But when those nature came, after they beat him into stupor, they thought he was dead. When he stood up, I thought he would go to the hospital. He continued his journey. Those are men that hearts are the heart of rock. Some of you are still joking with small sin, secret sin. Think nobody knows. He's not interested. Who cares about you? You're a dead man. Come to life. This is it now. When a demonic woman sends her 12 children to the churches to divide, you are there teaching about discipline. What has discipline got to do with the realm of the spirit in that aspect? Because you have not learned to trap the spirit and assist. Whatever you teach is useless. The guy stand up for church, he received a dead man theory. It's about discipline. Talk to the ladies outside. Don't talk to them inside. Then here comes an agent from that woman who, upon her life, is invested with the spirit of seduction. The moment she meets the guy forgets everything they say in the church. Because it's a battle of spirit. It's a battle of rank. From the battlefield, but only one man smote 800 men that day, and on his hand the sword peak. Those are souls, men that are talking, those are keepers, men that will keep the covenant of God from not being defiled. Say, in my days, it doesn't matter how many battles that come on me, I will travail. Over time, I discovered that if you fight me, you make me more mightier. Go against me, you are supposed to be more greatness. I thought it was that many things because of my groaning. Over time, I discovered I'm a keeper. That in my build up lies intercession, and in that intercession, I watch out. I was moved by seeing angels and seeing things. I thought it's a good of prophetic, but never knew it's a good of responsibility. And over time, I discovered that what people cannot see, my eyes began seeing. I discovered that things began coming to see me. We were in my house a few days ago. And we came out of my room. Bees were coming. Enough. Can you count the bees? They were coming. And what did I say? I said, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. And the bees went back on. Do they spend 1 minute? At once. It is not a thing of power show. It's a thing of responsibility. In my applications with God, I've seen those bees last 3 years. They came into my room. I knew those beings were from an altar. When I say I rebuke you beings in Jesus' name, one of them went back. What do they hear? It's not a thing of anointing, it's not a thing of show, it's a thing of responsibility. Most of us, why we cannot carry God is because we are looking for something to make a show. God is here. I'm looking for a responsible man. Someone that is responsible enough for me to use for his work, for my work. Ebola came with all the sickness. He began killing people anyhow. And when men were keepers, resisted Ebola. Where's Ebola again? But you know what? We welcome HIV and we accept it. Why are the men who resist HIV? We accepted it. So we tap it as one of the sickness. Because our eyes are not open to understand that HIV is the spirit of death. Anything incurable is not a sickness again, it's a spirit. So I want to study the battles of God now. We must learn the battles of God. We must recognize that the things of God are the things that we need to play for us. So you see a cancer killing somebody, no cure. And you are deceived that it's a sickness. And it's a spirit. The spirit eating the man gradually. Every day of the person's life is tired of that sickness. And the sickness has no mercy. The sickness who can watch the person's life of the man die. After the man die, where will the cancer go? Have you ever asked yourself? Where has the cancer gone? The man is dead. Where's the cancer again? The cancer will be seen in the grave. He has left looking for another life. And it was your eye not open to see.
Only you will see the wonders of my God. If only you will see the wonders of my God. Wonders of my God. The powers of now I realize there's a wonder in my God. Now I realize the wonders of my God.
Every time we raise a cry against impurity, we raise a cry against demonic agents and others from the caves of darkness against the truth. Where are the wonders of God? Where are the wonders of God? The demons of God are dead. They are looking for marriage. They are looking for financial breakthrough. The brothers of God are looking for how they'll just pass the school and they graduate and go away. The brothers of God are looking for how they'll just get work and have one good car, just one, come home. No man, no daughter is enough to be responsible enough to rise. Esther was with the king. And she was enjoying the luxury of being a queen. But she never knew that what God put her there was not a queen. What God put her there was that she saved the Jews in her days. Who will open your eyes and find out where you are now? You are not just there because you are meant to be there. You are just, you are there because it's a responsibility. So what we say we should pray, you are praying looking at your neighbor. You are looking at what he wears. You are looking at how you not sweat. You are looking at the swag. So that the brother can know you have swag. The sister can know you have swag. You are a dead man. Because you know that the things of God are not just the things of somebody looking at you. It's a thing of immortality. It's a battle cry of God. Man who live dead life. I say my life from today is going to be a quantum change. Some of you, it is through this message you discover that there's a need to live the congregation of the dead. That the congregation that you are, the problem is there's no life there. So every time you need a life, there's no life giver. Whose days in
hell and experience heaven, come out of it. Some of you discover it's your lifestyle that has stopped the power of God from working upon your head. I was like that before. I desire the presence of God, but my activities, you know, activities that could permit the presence of God. You know what time? As I let the grace of God and submit to His will, I discover that there's a quantum change.
The devil understands that this season they say, they are people of God rising,
and in his way, what he does is he seeks for the doctrine of Bala. The doctrine of Bala is send the fathers to their abyss. When you send the fathers to their abyss, they are defiled to make God them by themselves through their deeds. God will curse them by themselves. Because every time they come to curse the sons of Israel, there's no way to curse them. It's a sanctifiers. Create a technicality where they will be by themselves. So some of you are after getting a new girlfriend. Don't know your own. It's a trap. Some of you are after getting a new girlfriend. Don't know your own. It's a trap. So you discover you spend time online. A new heart. 26:27. We are talking about a new heart. Your heart is as stony as rock. God needs to change it to a fleshy heart.
Yeah, na 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 na. Yeah, 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 na 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 na. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Are you praying everywhere you are? Let me hear your prayer everywhere you are. Are you shy to pray now? The only savior to this calamity that is about to befall us is the Holy Spirit. And how the Holy Spirit can stand with us and fight for us, the Church of Christ in this generation, one of the ways is through intercession.
Na na na.
Yeah. Come on. Let me hear your prayers. Any posture you want to take, pray. It's a prayer of repentance. But I'm tired with my life. I ask for a transformation. I have realized that there are dead ways in me. I ask for life. It's not the dean of any department or any prayer ward or any this. Don't form any spirituality. Humble yourself and grace will be granted to you. Don't you know he said he giveth grace to the humble?
na na na, yeah, 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 na na na, yeah, yeah, ah, na na na, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Pramela Shaya. Puakaka Pinue Lakaya. Pakaka Pakaka Puakaka Puakaya. Pula Shata. If you are looking at your locus of praying, I pity your destiny. If you are looking at your locus of praying, you are crying to God. I pity your life. Pakaka Piata Kakapiataya. Rashai Shai Kabualata. Shekeke Bua Kakabilata. Bwana Shaka Kabiata Kakabiata. Kabuakaya.
Visions are being given to the church once again. Prayer men are rising in the church once again. Apostles are being restored to the church once again. We refuse. Not in our days will iniquity prevail over purity. Not in our days will the confrontation of darkness supersede the altar of God. Not in our days. In the days, like in the book of Kings, where Jeroboam, Rehoboam, and many of them derailed in their walk with God, God will raise Asa, men that will walk with God perpetually in their days. Men like Asa. King Asa was a man who walked with God. He refused to follow the ways of Jeroboam, the ways of Rehoboam. He refused to follow the ways of dead kings. He accepted that he raised an order of Davidic. That he followed the pathways of David. Are you among these men rising from the city? Are you among the lights of the world? That one that Jesus Christ recommends? Or are you living your life in vanity? Are you still living, criticizing, persecuting the saints? Are you Paul killing the Christians instead of saving souls? Are you an evangelist in this place and there is no soul to give to God? Are you an intercessor who is sleeping? Will you rise and pray? Where is the power of your prayer? Will you command light upon your city? Manuela Kabia Tashwala. In the spirit, men that will walk with God perpetually for years. Where have you left the walk that the Holy Spirit has called you into? Where have you derailed? Like the prodigal son, will you go back to God and say, Father, will your mercy arise again? Yeah, na 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 na, yeah, 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 na 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 na, yeah, yeah. Na 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 na, yeah, 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 yeah. praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? But in our days, are we going to have men on the altar? We don't have the God of the altar. What a shaya! Bebu a shaya!
Para What's your prayer life in the spirit? Prayer life in the heavens. What's your fasting life in the spirit? Fasting life in the heavens. Oh stars, oh destinies, destinies in the heavens. What's your prayer life in the spirit? Your prayer life in the spirit. Yes, what's your prayer life in the spirit? Oh, Estas, oh, Estas, what's your prayer life in the spirit? Oh, Deborah, oh, Deborah, what's your prayer life in the spirit? What's your mantle in the spirit? In the spirit of God, in the spirit of the heavens. La la mi luka gaga mi luka gaga yo life of the church. Samuel's arising with the purity of the church. Abraham's arising from the gates of the church. And the keepers arising, Mordecai's arising in the gates of the church once again. Hallelujah. Lastly, pray that Father Lord, as I'm living here till next Friday, that the Spirit of the Lord will quicken me to call upon your name, Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. The Holy Spirit, from now to next Friday, quicken me to call upon your name each day. Quicken me. That my feet will not fail. My feet will not fall. Quicken me to call upon your name. 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 Eternal One, we thank you for this service. Jesus said, if you observe there's an awakening in this service, there's a clarion call of God upon this service. So make sure that throughout from now to this Friday you pray out. Because our services will not be like the usual services, it will be the services from heaven. And make sure that your life gain ascendance in the heaven. Please, I beg you that you leave the normal mundanities of life. Those things that are destructions to your nature. This is not the year that you'll be talking about lust. You're talking about jealousy, envy who offends you. You're talking about stupid things. Grow into the wisdom of God. It's a year where we need to grow in wisdom and stature. It's a year that we need to seek God and everything that will be added. That everything that is the reward. Seek God and God will reward you this year.
Because these are your greater reward. If you are here, you know there's a need to give your life to God. At the count of three, you come to the front quickly and say, Father Lord, I realize that before now, though I have started my work before, but I missed my path. I'm a realistic preacher. In my work with God, that days I miss my path. Are you getting me now? There are days I dedicate my life. So you can miss your path and rededicate your life. Are you getting me now? That He helps you. You know that there were days that God made you to pray as an intercessor. But because you are filled with too many busy schedules, you left the place of prayer. So you come back home around 9 o'clock and discover that you have slept for 2 months. And God is there. In the configuration, the build-up of what I created, it was not so. You discover that the book of Isaiah were opened in the spirit, like the days of Jesus. And when you read, you discover that what you are reading about God, what you are reading about yourself that God has created you to be, you are out of it. It's time to run to the front. You know there's a need for you to come to the front. Run to the front quick. Don't worry about anybody. It's you and God. Run to the front and kneel down at the front. Now cry to God. God said, I should tell you that I should cry to Him. But not crying to me. Not the tune of the beside it. It's the tune of you and God. I've cried my own cry and it has helped me. That was as soon as I ought to have been. From heaven. Jesus was praying to Peter. For Peter, sorry. He was praying for Peter. He said, the devil desire that you are saved. The devil wants to see you, but I have prayed for you. We pray upon stars of heaven. We pray upon the church of Christ. We pray upon these ones. And the Lord help you. The days of iniquity be lifted away forever. And righteousness exists in eternity. I see a rising of a new church in my city. I see a breaking forth of a new church in my city. I see a breaking forth.
more power in my city. A prophetic trend from the central, to the part of Africa in the spirit. Africa in the spirit. It's a rising of the chorus in the spirit. It's a rising of Daniel in the spirit. It's a rising of Messiah in the spirit.
On fire.
Say, Lord Jesus, we come to you today
as my Lord and personal Savior, as our Lord and personal Savior, as my Lord and personal Savior. From today, we ask for your help, for your wisdom, that you help us to stand and stay focused. Help us not to fail you again. Take away distractions from our life, so your promises for us will come to pass. From today, we are rising from our seat to the glory of God and to the shame of the devil. I just celebrate God everywhere you are. Lord bless you. Now go back to your seat. I see rising of media agents. I see rising of evangelistic agents. I see rising of business partners. Men that their business will be devoted to the altar of Jerusalem, the altar of God. I see rising of Puritans. I see rising of marital breakthrough in this place. Somebody, your marriage just began in this place. I'm telling you, your marital breakthrough just happened here now. That's what I'm seeing in the spirit. I see a rising of new life in this place. I thought you give God a shout where you are. This place, somebody who came here, there's a chest pain, you are feeling a chest pain to your side like this. I don't know whether it's us or him. God is healing you. There's a pain to your ribs here like this. God is healing that nonsense, and there's cure for you.
By the word we receive life. We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For inquiries, visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thestarsofheavens or call 081-664-07052 or 090-355-16916. Thank you.